This is David Sig from Off Grid Living, and I'm hoping this video will serve as a kind of introduction or course overview of what you'll be learning. I'm going to present this in two parts. This section is the first part. The second course will be devoted solely to saving money on heating, cooling, and hot water. This course is geared to homeowners. However, the same principles apply even if you're living in a property you don't own. It's still worth investing the time in some of these concepts as they apply equally in many situations. In the checklist and cheat sheet section below this video, you'll find PDF downloads, which will outline what needs to be done and give you step-by-step instructions. They are designed to be broken into sections so that no part of this project should take more than a weekend to accomplish. This will give you a week-by-week plan of action. You can also download the audio files if you want and listen to this lesson on your iPod or in your car. The videos are also downloadable. There's no problem with you copying this and sharing it as much as you want. All I ask is you don't chop it up or change my words. If you're going to share it, share the entire document or video. If you want to share it on social media, that's okay too. Spread it far and wide. The more the merrier. You should also know, I practice the 80-20 method when it comes to off-grid living. That is, I do the things which give me the most bang for my buck for the least amount of time and expense. I'm looking for the largest return on my time and or money investment. There are, of course, many more things that can be done. But in my experience, doing these 13 things will get the quickest energy savings least expensively, in the least amount of time. Also, feel free to include your own experience or tips in the comments section below. Everybody benefits by sharing knowledge. This course is divided into 13 sections. Chapter 1, how to get started quickly and easily. Chapter 2, your energy budget and why it's important. Chapter 3, getting the government and utility companies to help you with the cost. Chapter 4, updating an older home. Chapter 5, air sealing, part 1. Chapter 6, air sealing, part 2. Chapter 7, air sealing the basement. Chapter 8, air sealing your attic. Chapter 9, saving money on lighting. Chapter 10, save money on cooking. Chapter 11, save money on your laundry. And I have many more parts I'm going to add to this section in the future. When I add to a section or course, I'll send you an update by email. Okay, that's it.